Grammy mit For Good featuring Sampa the Great. Und Remy hat es zu mir ins Studio geschafft, der Mann, der am Mic arbeitet bei Remy. Das ist ja eigentlich ein Duo. Sensible Jay, der die Beats macht, gehört auch dazu. Der ist aber unten und macht gerade Soundcheck. Remy ist bei mir im Studio. Hello Remy, welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you very much, Vincent.
How are you doing today?
I'm great.
Cool.
It's a beautiful day here in Berlin.
Isn't
it's it? So sunny.
Yeah.
Pink Oculus. We got to listen to her interview with you just now and, you know, it made me even more excited for the show tonight.
Cool.
Yeah, it's great. It's good times.
Yeah, it's good times and it's a perfect situation, perfect weather situation for the whole thing tonight because there's a terrace down there.
Exactly.
You've probably seen it. It's going to be so relaxed and so great. Where are you coming from today, actually?
We've been in Berlin for the last couple of days.
Oh, nice.
Which has been great. But before that, we were in the UK. We did a couple shows over there, some DJ sets. We played with, do you know Kate Tempest?
Sure. Oh, we love Kate Tempest.
Dope. Well, we were lucky enough to be playing with Kate.
Wow.
So we got to do a show with her. And before that, I was actually just visiting my little brother in Madrid. So I've been having a very relaxing past few
weeks. Sounds like a satisfying European trip for you, man.
Exactly, man. Exactly. I can't complain.
No, you shouldn't.
To people at home, I'm smiling from ear to ear because that's all I can do right now.
Thank you for telling people because in the radio, one can see that. It's nice. He's smiling from ear to ear. That's totally true. And it's a nice thing that you played with Kate Tempest. Her rhymes and her stories and her raps, it's crazy.
Unbelievable.
It's goosebump after goosebump when you're listening to her.
So powerful.
Yeah. You look at her, when you look at a picture of her, you're like, yeah, she's a good rapper, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then she starts rapping, you're like, fuck, what's wrong? I love that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of surprise acts at the moment, which is really beautiful. Like a lot of people that... a lot of people are maybe underestimate when they see them.
Yeah.
Are really showing people up. You know, I feel that like on the last song that you just heard, Sampa the Great.
Yeah.
She's definitely one of those people where she rocks up and I know a lot of people are looking at her like, oh, what are you going to do? And then by the end of the show, they've already bought all of her stuff. You know, so.
Yeah, and they're right to buy all of her stuff.
Exactly.
Congratulations on Divas and Demons again. I mean, the LP has been out for a while, but we haven't talked about it. It's an album that combines political and personal topics. That's what I love, or one thing I love about the record. Now, how has touring the record been? Because I've read about... gigs for indigenous people in 2016. It must have been great.
Yeah, we don't have a lot, like enough time to really talk about the whole issue, but we were lucky enough last year. It was kind of separate from the Divas and Demons tour, but we got invited out to this place called Kalkarindji, which is 10 hours south of Darwin, which is the north of Australia.
Mm.
And out there, we got to go out onto some indigenous country. We're going to meet a mob out there and celebrate the 50th anniversary of what was supposed to be land rights for the indigenous people. And, it was definitely... an eye-opening experience to how beautiful the original culture of our country is, and then how sad it is that we can't overcome that. But I think also as an artist, you know what I mean? I'm so blessed to have that kind of experience because I think the more Australians definitely need to know about it. So yeah, that was crazy. And as far as Divas and Demons goes, the tours have been wild. A lot of what you said, you know, because it mixes both political and personal things, I found a lot of people were able to feel it a lot more, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times they're combined, you know what I mean? Like we feel shit because of the politics, you know what I mean?
So, sure. And private life can be political as well.
100%.
Politics can be private. So I think the combination is there already, but the way you combine it is very special. I really think it's great. And I really love that because then that's why I asked you about it. I really love the story about you playing for the indigenous people and you're raising awareness of the fact that Australia was kind of built on a part of history where the indigenous people were killed and thrown out or whatever.
And it definitely, it's something that hasn't stopped either, you know. I think that's the common misconception is that it's finished, you know what I mean? But the same way we see, I guess, with Black America, how it didn't really stop. They just changed the technique.
And then you were looking at it at a superficial, you know, as a person, you were looking at it on a superficial level, exactly, and you were like, yeah, Barack Obama is the president. Racism, I mean, it's over.
Yeah, exactly.
We made it. But when you're looking a little closer,
that's it.
You realize that even under Obama, there were shootings where black innocent people were shot 100%. By white police.
And continuously in prison, you know, I think it's the difference between tokenistic change and actual change. Mm-hmm. You know, it's quite easy for us to, you know, really hope that there's a quick fix to ancient problems, you know.
Yeah.
But most of the places that I've been where they've been able to overcome is because they spent time doing that, you know.
And do you get, I mean, we've talked about the fact that people give you reactions to the more personal songs, and they'll be like, oh, that one really helped me. And I've read that there are some songs on the album that you can't even perform because they're too personal to you.
Yeah, definitely.
But did you get a political reaction? Did somebody come up to you and be like, yeah, you totally raised my awareness towards that topic and I want to thank you? Or did somebody from the ugly side come up to you and like, I don't care about indigenous people or the rights of black people?
Definitely. I mean, there's a combination of both. I think anytime you're talking about these issues, you're going to deal with people who legitimately don't know, or you're going to deal with people that are trying not to know, because it's easier for them in their reality. So yeah, there was definitely a combination of that. But I can't, you know, I don't really want to take away from our fans, because they, you know, across the board, even if they've still got their own problems. I mean, we all got our own problems. But in the recent times, especially since Divas and Demons has been released, it feels like our audience is much more down to listen, you know what I mean, and down to learn and educate themselves.
Cool.
And I think that's, you know, we're talking about before with Pink Oculus, like this collective global conscious, you know, it's not just at home. And that's what makes me super excited, is that, you know, youth across the world are really standing up. You know, I watched the Ace-T video yesterday.
Yes.
She's so dope, you know what I mean? Like, seeing the Pink Oculus stuff get down. Then you've got cats like Loyal Kana in the UK, and like, you know, Stormzy and Skepta, especially talking about stuff that is in their communities, which is something, and of course Kendrick, you know, all these people now coming back to talking
it's a renaissance of conscious rap, maybe.
It is.
I really think so, because for a while that was gone and everybody was like, I got a big car and I have to tell people about it. But now that changed again. It's great.
Reality rap is back.
Yeah. And you know what, I talked to the Dead Press a few years ago. They were here and they told me about the fact that they see themselves as artivists, you know. They combine the activist and the artist to being an artivist.
Yeah.
And they told me that they do know that racism isn't over, but they keep fighting because they still think that music can maybe not change the whole society, but it can raise awareness, it can raise consciousness and something like that.
100%.
Would you consider yourself an artivist as well?
An artivist? I think I'm working on becoming an artivist for sure, you know. I think, to be honest, I think it's a lifelong thing to kind of, because things are always changing. We're always learning more, you know.
Sure.
At home, I guess the one that I'm learning the most about at the moment is both the indigenous people and also our queer community, and how, you know, the different pronouns, the different individuals and how they identify is something that I was just so not, you know, I was not aware about.
Yeah.
And that's something that's been really beautiful for me. And it just shows you how much it's like learning is a thing. So I think I heard something recently, like in what you were talking about before with like the artivist, was saying that Martin Luther King was on the news, you know, like maybe once, like, you know, you might see him for like a few minutes and that was it. But you would hear Aretha Franklin three times a day on the radio. So I think it's that combination of we need everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what I hope to be a part of.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it, man. Because we definitely need both sides of the good power, you know.
Exactly, because you can't expect, especially when you got artists flying all over the world to spread that message and do these things. Like they're not the people that you want being your Martin Luther, because they're just not spending enough time
doing that. Yeah,
you know? But that doesn't mean that they shouldn't be supporting and talking about their community.
And you don't want political activists who don't hit one single note. roads
yeah, exactly.
to be musicians all of a sudden, you know?
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
So we need both
definitely.
Sides. Let's listen to one more song of yours. It's called 365.
Hey, very nice.
And it's featuring Tom Scott. It's one of my favorites awesome. Of the album Divas and Demons. Remy ist immer noch bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen noch zwei, drei Minütchen weiter gleich und dann schicken wir ihn und euch alle in den Fluxbau. I love these jazz vibes. Remy!
Hey.
Mit 365 featuring Tom Scott, a man from New Zealand, who you're a fan of, you just told me.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of Tom's work.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. Everybody check out his band, his group, Average Rap Band. They got free albums up on Bandcamp that you can go and get, and you will enjoy the rest of your summer, I promise.
Cool, cool, cool. Speaking about guests on the LP and tonight's live show.
Yes.
What's your live setup going to be? Are you going to incorporate samples from all the others that you've worked with, or how's it going to work?
So we do... it's cool having some samples in there as well, but that also just means that I'm standing around on stage while someone else plays, and then I just feel like I should just play you the song instead. So we do it live. We do everything live. Our setup is Sensible J runs all the beats but plays drums at the same time.
Wow, cool.
So at home we've just started a band, uh-huh. but unfortunately it's still a bit expensive to get them sure. over here. So yeah, that's how we get down. But we're lucky enough to have the incredible Jordan Rakai with us.
He's here
and he's been with us the last couple of days, the last few weeks actually, and yeah, anybody who comes down tonight, I promise you will be so excited to see Jordan. He's unbelievable.
It's a super important thing that he came, because Lose Sleep is the one song that we've played a lot.
Really? That's so dope.
So people are gonna freak out when he's gonna perform live tonight.
I freak out when he performs live.
John, you're so good.
I know.
Applause.
That's it. You just want to record him like always.
Yeah?
He's one of the most talented people I've ever met, and he's also one of the best people I've ever met. He has a great heart.
Cool. We've just talked about the fact that some of the songs on the record were too personal in the beginning to perform them live. Has that changed kind of how therapeutical was touring with those songs and getting to know them songs better, and through the songs getting to know yourself better maybe?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a really good question. I guess it's one of those things where sometimes you can disconnect yourself from it when you do it live, because you're doing it for the people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you're performing it for the people. Mm-hmm. And that also allows you to look at it in a different way, is that when you may be feeling really down, but a whole lot of people have felt down as well, it starts to make you feel, first of all, like you're not alone.
Yeah.
But second of all, it starts making you see where you should be focusing your energy, you know, like instead of focusing your energy on perhaps hating yourself, you got to hate the situation, you know what I mean? And you got to want it to be better for everybody, because if it's not just you and it's all the people around you, then there's a systematic problem.
Might be a political reason.
Yeah, exactly.
That.
That's it. It's systematic, not individual. So it's weird that, like, just by realizing that everybody is in a bad way, that then you're like, okay, now we need to fix the world as opposed to just fixing yourself. And I think that's a path.
Yeah, and that's kind together. Of like, now we've gone full circle, because in the very beginning of this conversation, we talked about the fact that there's personal and political topics on the record.
Exactly.
And now we've combined them again, because personal and politics, you cannot disconnect them.
You can't separate them.
No, you can't separate them. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show, Remy. It was really great to be talking to you. I hope you're coming back soon.
Yeah, we're definitely going to, if it's not by the end of this year, we'll definitely be back next year,
yeah,
no doubt.
Cool. Yeah. And as soon as you've got some new stuff that you've prepared, send it over to us, or as soon as you think of an artist that we should play, send it over to us. And
of course,
you're a welcome guest always. You know where we live right now.
I do.
Come and visit us again, Remy.
Promise. Thank
okay,
you,
cool.
Flux.
Vielen Dank, Remy. Und ihr da draußen, macht euch schon mal so langsam auf den Weg. Ich meine, das ist übertrieben, aber ihr macht euch schon mal ein kleines Kreuzchen in den Kalender. Heute um 18 Uhr gibt's wieder ein Bergfest hier bei uns im Fluxbau. Remy wird spielen und Pink Oculus, mit der ich vorhin schon sprach. Es gibt leckeres Essen aus der koreanischen Küche und man sollte einfach vorbeikommen. Es wird ja auch schönes Wetter. Hier zum Abschluss nochmal Lose Sleep featuring Jordan Rakai von Remy. Und ihr kommt vorbei in der Poolstraße 5. Der Eintritt ist frei. Ab 18 Uhr stehen die Türen offen. Thank you, Remy. Bye-bye.
Peace. Yes, 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 yes.